yesterday was the first day of spring.
Yesterday was the first day of spring. So,
actually, if you forgot, so people can remember for next year. If you forgot, so people can remember for next year, you can go to Dairy Queen and they'll give you a free ice cream cone on the first day of spring.
Really?
Just saying. Does it make me fat if I know that?
Yeah.
My girlfriend reminded me of that, but.
Yeah. So. I'm not sure what to say to that, but it, folks, if you're wondering when spring is, just go to Dairy Queen, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. As if I needed an excuse to go to Dairy Queen. So, so a lot happening, folks. We got a great show for you today. We've got a lovely young lady here who has had extreme success showing some lambs this year. The show stock season for Texas has kind of come to an end. I think Austin was the last show last week. We're gonna hear from her, and we also have a guest, I think, going to come on at about the half-hour mark, Dustin Johnson, who's been on the show before. He's going to fill us in about what's happening in Iowa and Nebraska with the floods up there and the levee breaking, some devastation up there. So we're going to touch on that. But two folks, it's play day season, it's rodeo season. If you guys have any stuff like that happening, please call us and let us know. Travis has a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page. Clay McCullough, McCullough Properties Group. It's a shameless real estate plug there, for myself and Travis. But find us, call us. Number to call in is 325-437-9898 if you ever have anything going on. So without any further ado, we do have some other local events, but I'm going to try to get to that at a later date. Thank you, Derica, for coming on the show, young lady.
No problem.
Well, Derica is in the sixth grade, 11 years old, at Wiley. You're in the Wiley FFA, right? And you've been showing lambs. And the way I understand it, Travis's sister, or not sister, sorry, cousin, whatever.
It's not my
sister. It's a Knox County thing. I'll take back what
Dennis
I said, sorry.
Dennis is going to kick your, never mind.
Yeah.
It's Ashley Stegemuller.
Ashley Stegemuller.
First cousin. It's not sister.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything.
Don't, yeah.
I'm going to be nice. We have a minor in the studio.
That's correct.
So we should be civil.
That's right.
No, seriously. So Ashley's been on the show before.
Yep.
She is the ag. What's her title there? The ag director, ag teacher,
ag advisor.
Ag advisor at Wiley. So we were looking for a guest, trying to find out some local people that were really doing good in the show stock season. And Ashley said, "We'll call Derica." So thank you for coming on. So you finished up the show season in Austin, right?
Yes, sir.
So what starts off the season? The Taylor County Livestock Show?
Well, I went to Sand Hills this year.
Okay.
And I got a 7th and 11th there.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then we went to San Angelo.
Okay.
Then Fort Worth.
San Angelo, Fort Worth.
And then San Antonio, Houston, then Austin.
So those are all the majors. I mean, that's like most of the majors, right?
Yes, sir.
So is it multiple lambs that you showed? Is this one lamb that you kept winning and doing well on throughout the year? How does this work?
Well, you can only take one to the like big majors,
okay.
Like San Antonio, Houston, and Austin.
Okay.
And yeah, just those.
So you placed out of five of the six majors.
Yes, sir.
And I think that's pretty rare to do. Correct.
Very.
I mean, I can't imagine most people doing that every year, right?
It's lambtastic.
Huh?
Lambtastic.
What did you say, lambtastic? Oh, see, wow, that's creative. Thanks for pitching in there, Travis.
Sorry.
Good job, buddy. So, at these shows, do you sell them?
Yes.
So you no longer have the lamb?
Nope.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
It's hard.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's part of it, right?
Yes, sir.
But you get a lot in return for this lamb selling. So you've raised this lamb from being a baby, right?
No.
No. So tell me the story about the lamb.
So other people raise them, and then we buy them, and
okay.
I show them, and then they get sold, and
Yeah, but it's a lot harder than what you just said. It's a lot more complicated than that.
That was the simplified version.
That was the simplified version.
The lamb, they're already a couple months old.
Yes.
Yep. So by the time they go to the show, they're...
like... they're 1 year old.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you have them for about 6 to 8 months that you're working with these lambs.
Yes.
Feeding them, clipping them, getting them used to you, your voice, the show ring, working with them. There's a lot that goes into it that people don't see behind the scenes.
Yeah, people think you just go buy this, you know, nice, well-bred lamb, and then you show up at the show and have a halter on it, and they pick a champion. They do get judged, and these judges know who's put in the most work, pretty much. I mean, I guess you could get just this world-class lamb and not have to do anything, but even that would be impossible to accomplish, right? There's a lot of work. So walk me through a daily deal that you would have to do with this lamb in order to place 5 out of the 6 majors.
Well, I get home from school and I go to dance, and I get back at like 7-ish, and then I walk to the barn, I grab my halters, and I catch my lamb, and then I usually work with him, set him up, and then I walk him to the end of the road and back, and then we treadmill him, exercise him, and then feed him.
Okay. Which is important. You design that feed and watch that closely, don't you?
Yes, very close.
So the exercise part is intricate as well. I know it sounds like you just drag him down the driveway, but there's more than that. You've got to train him kind of how to travel and basically walk in tow, correct?
Correct.
Is that hard?
Very. So, like, whenever we first get them, they don't know how to, like, we have to, like, technically drag them around with the halter.
Yeah. I'm with you.
It's like teaching a cat how to walk on a leash.
Yes.
Teaching a cat. Okay. That's a very good visual I have now.
You bet.
Thank you, Travis.
Exactly.
So you're training your lamb, which is acting like a cat at this moment.
Yep.
What's next?
So then they go on the treadmill.
I bet that can be quite comical the first few attempts.
Yeah.
Yes?
And it goes backwards instead of forwards.
Why is that?
So it works their like leg muscles more, and they get like more muscle.
So they walk backwards on the treadmill because it helps their conformation.
Yes.
Really?
Really.
You know, I think that's what I should start doing. Maybe that's what I've been not doing right, Travis. Is that it?
Backwards reverses a beer belly or...
Well, that, you know, it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
It's worth a shot. Well, I doubt it. I doubt I'm going to win.
Your legs would look really good, though, when you went to do that strongman show. And when they ask you what you do, I walk backwards on a treadmill, just like lambs.
Yeah. Wow. The show just got weird, dude.
It's your show.
No, it's your show today. This is the Horse Connection with Travis Hawkins today, folks. Well, so you get him in shape. How long does it take from start to finish? From how old's the lamb when you get it?
It's like 2 months, 3 months.
2 months, 3 months.
It depends.
So, and the show season is what? 3, 4, 6 months maybe? Or no? It's probably not that long. Feels like it only...
takes like a year for the jackpots and stuff.
Okay. So your jackpot, what does that mean? So are there several different lamb associations that you show in?
Yes. I do the TBSS, the Texas Best Show Series.
Okay.
And then the TCLA, which is the... I don't know what that one is.
Anyway, another lamb association.
Yes.
Show Lamb Association. Okay. So you show in both of those. I guess your family's been doing this forever. Your dad's done it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the third generation.
Third generation, really. So you're carrying on a proud tradition, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the point of this show, folks, is to promote livestock showing, farming, ranching, anything related, like we say. We've got a young person here that's our local person that's really done well this year. She's making it sound easy, but it's hard to have this much success. And regardless of if you think your parents help you, I looking at your dad sitting over there, I guarantee you he's just telling you what to do. Right? He doesn't do anything. No. No. So, but there's a lot of money involved in this. You know, we had Will Pettit, you know, Jason's his dad, who's a good friend of mine here in Abilene, and he paid for a lot of his college through showing steers. And lambs can provide you with the same avenue, right? So to correct a misnomer that people may think is that they just go and they win ribbons. That's not the case. These kids do this for money, and they win various different scholarships. So how much scholarship money have you won so far? Do you have a number?
I don't know.
But it's some.
Yes.
Yeah. So did the animal sell at? So how were you able to go all the way through these shows and then still go to Austin? I guess they let you keep going to whatever show you want to go to.
No, we buy many different lambs.
Oh, so you showed several different lambs.
Yes.
Okay. Was one any better than the other?
Yeah. But they were all really good.
They were all really good.
Yeah.
So, what's the hardest show to win?
Probably Houston.
Why is that? Because
everyone goes there and it's super big.
It's the biggest.
Yeah.
Most entries.
Very competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little different than the Knox County Livestock Show, I would imagine.
It's competitive. There's about 25, 30 people there.
And they all want to win, don't
you? That's right. No, the big thing about all these livestock shows is, you know, what people don't know is, like you said, the time that goes into getting that lamb ready for the show, and that specific show. Each show is different. I mean, as far as how you show the lamb, how you approach the show, you know, like you said, San Angelo is different from San Antonio, San Antonio is different from Houston. You know, you're giving up your spring break, part of your spring break, if not all of it, to be in Houston to show. You know, and there's a lot of details that go into that as far as you got to get up in the morning, go check on that lamb, go feed it, make sure everything's good, and then you got to go to school, you got classes, you go to dance, and then you come back, and then you're back with the lamb again. I mean, it's a full-time project pretty much for a full year, and you're starting right back over pretty quick to get that lamb. I mean, you're already shopping for lambs for next year. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. So for you as a kid to stick with that and do all that, I mean, that takes a lot of commitment, a lot of effort, and a lot of time, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But that's the main thing that you probably enjoy about it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do your friends all do this? How many, is it popular at Wiley?
No, not really.
Right.
But I make friends along the way, meeting other people from different cities, and it's fun.
I bet you do. I bet you, and the friendships you make in the livestock show world are probably friends that you'll have for a lifetime.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. We need to take a quick break, don't we, Matt?
Yeah.
Well, folks, we will be right back. We've got Miss Derricka Vaughn, who is placed at 5 out of the 6 majors, showing lambs for Wiley FFA. Ashley Stegelmeyer's star student, I'm going to say. Yep, there you go. did I just brutalize her name again?
Again, brutalized.
Dennis is going to be mad at me. Dennis is her dad, right?
Yeah, he's going to beat you up on the golf course.
Won't be the first time. Won't be the first time. Folks, you are listening to The Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. You're listening to The Horse Connection with Clay and Travis. If you're just now tuning in, we are about everything horses and ranching related happening out here in West Texas. And we have a lovely young lady here in the studio with us, Miss Derricka Vaughn. She is the, I'm going to say, Ashley, say her last name because I'm not going to brutalize it.
Stegemuller.
Stegemuller. Nailed it. Ashley Stegemuller's best student at Wiley FFA. She's been showing lambs. She's had a very successful show season. Say that 3 times in a row, Travis.
Successful show season.
Touche. Okay. So Derica, thank you for coming on. We were talking during the break, and evidently, you know, no one just gets one lamb and goes and does all this.
No. Nope.
So how many lambs have you worked with over the last year?
This year we validated 16 for the whole year.
16 lambs?
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, Dad's over here shaking his head. Yes, that's a lot of work. So why do you love it so much? I mean, anybody that goes to school all day, then goes to dance, then comes home, and then has to go to the barn and go to work.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's really fun, though.
Fun and rewarding.
Yes, very rewarding.
Yeah. Well, you like hard work, and you like the results you get from that hard work.
Yes.
I kind of set you up for that question, so sorry.
It's okay.
But no, that's why any kid does this. And the second reason is you're learning life lessons, and you're not in there on video games.
Yep.
And you get to start earning money towards scholarships and towards college.
Yes.
I don't care who you are or how much money you got nowadays.
That's huge.
$1,200 going towards your books is a huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so expensive. You know, Travis and I are in the real estate business, and college debt is something that's growing, and it's a worry, you know, for Derica's generation when they're coming up, because college isn't getting any cheaper. You know, how are these young people going to buy homes? And we're seeing some of that now. So to be on the forefront and to be in the sixth grade and be working towards scholarships, I mean, you're way ahead of where I was in the sixth grade, I'll tell you that. I was barely coloring inside the lines at that point.
Yeah.
But that's probably a major goal. It's something that you love to do. It's something you're third generation at, so there's a lot of family pride there.
Yes.
But 16 lambs. So what makes a good lamb from a, or what makes a Houston show lamb, you know, different from a different other, or a San Angelo show lamb? I guess the show, probably.
Well, they're more mature.
Okay.
They're like bigger and meatier and... Yeah, I guess it's hype.
Kind of like Travis.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
A little more reserved, finished out.
Finished out, polished.
Manicured, polished. Yeah. They have some etiquette to them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, muscle in the right spots, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most of the judges don't like the same things.
Okay, see, I didn't know that. Yeah. So you look at who's judging where?
Like Houston, we have to like take a different like type of lamb there.
Really?
Yes.
So
one that, like, fits the judge like his likings.
So a successful lamb at Houston is going to be different from a successful lamb at San Angelo, say.
Yes.
And you need to know that. How do you know that? Just from years of showing and your dad showing and So you've got an edge there.
Yes.
So how much money have you won this year? And I know it's not, I know they don't just hand you a check, but you've probably gained some ground into the scholarship fund this year, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you have any goals of doing any other animals?
Well, I want to show a goat next year.
No, Dad's wincing and wringing his hands. I don't think this is good, Derica, but looks like there's probably a yes down in there with some hesitation, probably.
I'm still trying to talk him into it.
So, are there any other girls at Wiley that are showing lambs like you?
Yes.
How many?
Four, five.
Okay. What are most kids showing over there? Are lambs any different from what most kids are showing? Is it steers? Is it?
I feel like most kids at Wiley show pigs.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've heard that. A lot of kids are showing pigs these days.
Yeah.
I think they're, you know, kind of easier to keep in the backyard a little bit. That kind of thing.
Yeah, but they stink really bad.
Well, I think goats are way better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You won't have to worry about weed eating.
No.
See, there you go. I never thought of that. No weed eating.
If it doesn't win, you don't sell it. Just have a weed eater around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's next for Derica, other than seventh grade?
Mm, Not much. Just trying to win the majors.
Trying to win the majors. So that's a goal of yours, is to win one of the majors. So what would that mean to you if you won, say, Houston?
Oh, that would mean a lot. That's like my dream.
Is it really? To win, like, so the, you know, San Antonio, Houston, is Austin one of the major? I guess it is. Austin, what's the other one?
San Angelo.
San Angelo. And what do you win? I guess it's a little different with every one, but it's probably scholarship money and money, period.
A lot of money.
Yeah. So who won the Lamb deal? Who won your class of Lamb at Houston this year?
Jalen Smith.
Jalen Smith.
Yes.
And how old was she?
She's a senior this year.
Well, see, you've got six more years to do that. So, and that's probably what it takes. You know, these judges probably see a young girl that's in the six. And how long have you been doing this?
3 years.
So
you have 9 years.
You're like 5 years old and showing lambs.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I feel like my parents held me back a little bit at this point. But seriously, they probably see this girl her whole career through her senior year, and that probably carries some weight. It would with me if I was a judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a hard worker.
Yeah.
A lot of work goes into this. You know, like I said, six more years to your senior year, you know.
Yeah.
Any year could be the year that you hit Houston.
Yes.
So it's a lot of work, and you just got to stay after it.
Is it like the steering, where like if you win grand champion at Houston, you can't show another lamb there or something?
Yeah.
So, but that's a good thing.
Yes, really good thing.
So, I mean, you get to wear like a championship jacket the rest of your life there, and everybody knows it.
And a giant belt buckle.
Giant belt buckle. See, there you go.
Boom. Yeah.
See. Bring home the gold.
Bringing home the gold. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Derek, I think that's fantastic. I think you're doing a great job. Ashley sure thinks the world of you. I called her and said, "What of your kids can I get on the show?" She said, "Here's the one. Call this one." So she believes in you. I think you're doing great. I can't wait to have you on here next year.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll have a winning, belt buckle to show off.
I hope so.
And post. Well, you're going to do it. I believe in you. I can see the passion in you. And, man, let us know if we can ever help you. What we ought to do is do some shows prior to those deals and then, post it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, we can target those new livestock judges or something.
Boom.
Travis knows how to do all this Facebook targeting.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We can make it work. There's ways to get around the system. Hey, if you're gonna win, you got to have every leg up you can get.
Well, that's very good. Very well said, Travis. Well, thank you, Derica. We're going to take a short break, folks. We're going to come back with a man named Dustin Johnson, who's a helicopter pilot and is helping out with the relief efforts in Nebraska and Iowa. Derica, thank you.